Chapter 4. For as much then as Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that you no longer should live the rest of your time in the flesh for human desires, but for the will of God. For enough time in the past has been spent doing the will of the unbelievers, and having walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, orgies, carousings, and abominable idolatries. They think it is strange that you do not run with them into the same flood of debauchery, blaspheming, who will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason also the good news was preached to those who are now dead, that they might be judged according to man in the flesh, but might live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is near. Therefore be serious and disciplined in your prayers. Above all things be earnest in your love among yourselves, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, employ it in serving one another, as good managers of the grace of God in its various forms. If anyone speaks, let it be as it were the very words of God. If anyone serves, let it be as of the strength which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be astonished at the fiery trial which has come upon you, to test you, as though a strange thing happened to you. But because you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory you also may rejoice with exceeding joy. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. For let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or a meddler. But if one of you suffers for being a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin with the household of God, and if it begins first with us, what will happen to those who do not obey the good news of God? And if the righteous is delivered with difficulty, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore let them also who suffer according to the will of God in doing good entrust their souls to him, as to a faithful Creator.